there, friends, foes, enemies, men, women, children, recently undecided, and new genders coming up each and every day. You're not watching the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Trevor Noah, or The Tonight Show. You're watching The Right Show. Today, we're going to discuss Biden, who goes off into La La Land. He doesn't work while Trump still twerks. Mitch McConnell plays freeze tag with himself. We have the Proud Boys jailed for being a little too proud, and the Spanish soccer women fire their champion coach. This is also a video cast, so if you're just listening, check the description. There might be a little link there so you can see these amazing visuals to go with it. This show has a lot going on, and like I said, comedy time, that begins right now.
College kids used to party, right? Cruise ships used to be boring. Old people who are conservative, they're not going to laugh. Now the cruise ship people are like, make me laugh, I'm ready, yeah! And college kids are like, I'm ready to protest, I just don't know why yet. Should we protest now or wait till later? They're ready. They don't even know what to. They have the sign ready. They're just, what are we writing on this today? Chick-fil-A? Are we doing Chick-fil-A? Are we protesting? Top Gun? What should we protest? We got to protest something. They don't have fun. It's crazy, man.
Got to protest something, folks. And I hope you're out there busy protesting. We've done 126 episodes. We have, roll call, 426,000 subscribers and 230,000 on Facebook. If you do a super chat, you leave a tip in the bucket, we will go ahead and honor you if we see it in time. We're not being rude. We're running a whole show here, and it looks a little something like this. You see that? It means thank you. With that said, I just got done working with Patrick Bet David, hanging on the podcast, having fun times, learning business at the highest level. The Vault is a conference that they do each and every year for high-level executives and the luckiest of employees that get to go. You can literally meet everybody there and know who's who in America. 3,000 attendees. I was one of them. Tom Brady spoke to us. Mike Tyson spoke to us. Words of wisdom, words of becoming a champion, persevering even in the face of adversity. So I saw the studio, checked it out, and see where they do their actual podcast. Take a look.
Today, PBD Podcast. Oh, we're right back. Home team's back.
Even roll. Yeah.
Special guest. Billy Bush in the house. Yeah, and we got Dylan Mulvaney in the house.
Hey,
Dylan Mulvaney. Hey-o. Interesting day we'll have today.
Very excited to be here.
Congratulations. That is not accurate. Fake news. I am not Dylan Mulvaney. I'm Kayvon Dick Vaney. So we're having a great time out here, and there's some chance we might be working together doing a lot of projects coming up soon. I hope you'll all be a part of that, because that's going to be quite the adventure. And if anyone has the ability to take The Right Show to the next level, it's the PBD Valuetainment team. I cover topical events. What I do is basically read the newspaper with you. We cover headline news, politics, world issues, economics, sports. We might have a little lifestyle section and celebrities, and then we end with a comic. So we're going to go through the whole newspaper, make it a little bit more palatable. And remember, if it's not funny, it's informative. Either way, we got you covered. Who saw this? Joe Biden walking around instead of giving the official medal to the recipient and then standing and taking a picture with him. See, it's customary for a president to give you an award, stand on the stage, get a few photos, and have a discussion with you, or at least present you to the crowd. Not Joe Biden. He just wandered off. Poor veteran. You could see that he was clearly 98 years old and was like, where did that idiot 81-year-old go? His faculty, I would rather the veteran run our country than Joe Biden. But not to be outdone, we don't just make fun of one side here. We're very, very fair and balanced. We're going to also show you a Republican who is in the same boat. So I need you to vote. Who is worse? Joe Biden, who continues to wander off at all given times of the day, or Mitch McConnell, who tends to play freeze tag with himself? I've never seen anything like it. Take a look right here.
Re-election in 2026.
Oh. That's
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator. Benny.
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
We should take some bets. Who is going to finish their term first, Joe Biden or Mitch McConnell? Fair and balanced. We call balls and strikes on both sides. Other channels have a loyalty. I say what Sandy says. Term limits. Age limits, put America first, and get the elderly into a home playing bingo and enjoying pudding in the final stages of their lives. If you agree with me, put in the comments. If you hate me, let me know that too. That makes it way more fun in that section. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. So where do you live, and who is your favorite female soccer player? If you have one, might be a trick question. You could just put a blank there and you'll be just like Mitch McConnell. Like, what's the question? That's what we're asking here. Who's your favorite female soccer player? Well, soccer, especially female soccer, just took another big loss. Spain won the Women's World Cup. We all know that. And no sooner than they won and celebrated, and people barely cared about women's soccer for just a brief moment in time, when a scandal erupted. The owner of the team never thought Spanish women would ever win anything, and he kissed a girl on the cheek that helped win the game, or on the lips as well, I guess. That was the big controversy. He grabbed her by the head, you won. I've seen men in the locker room after they win the Super Bowl spanking each other's butts and kissing cheeks and noogies and all kinds of things, but women are always complaining. So even at the height of their achievement in a sport that nobody cares about, they're taking out their coach and the owner and anyone who was involved in such a controversy. Let me tell you what I'm talking about right here. We're going to look at it together. This really broke my heart. Imagine being so excited you finally won and now they want your scalp. Here we have Jorge Vilda, the embattled coach of Spain's Women's World Cup championship team, was fired on Tuesday. Normally, if you win the Super Bowl, you win the Stanley Cup, you keep your job at least one more year. Not so with women's sports. They have a point to prove, mister. They fired him from the Royal Spanish Football Federation. The RFEF praised Vilda as key to the remarkable growth of women's football as he leaves Spain as world champions and second in the FIFA rankings. But he's still fired because of controversy. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. The coach of the Spanish national soccer team that won the Women's World Cup last month was ousted on Tuesday by the country's soccer federation after months and months of complaining from women who accused him of outdated methods and controlling behavior on the football field. That controlling behavior is how you make a champion. We learned that at the Vault, Patrick Bet-David, Andy Elliott, all these speakers were there talking about what it takes to be a champion. It's not comfortable. It's not fun. You have to wake up early in the morning. You got to work long hours through the night. Too controlling. No quality of life. You're a fake women's football player. Just enjoy that you get to play a game and get paid. Here we go. The federation named, now this is the kicker, folks. Pay attention. The federation named Monsi Tomi, 41-year-old female, as the women's coach now. So what we're doing is we're making a big spectacle of firing the hateful man that won, and we're going to do something good and virtuous, replace him with the woman. She will be the first woman to hold that position in Spain. Miss Tomei has worked since 2018 on Vilda's coaching staff, the federation said in a news release, but she's going to make her big debut in September. So we've got rid of the man, we've replaced with a woman, and we've won the World Cup. This is considered a win, win, win for female sports, female soccer, and female complaining. Do you agree? Put in the comments. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Hey, if you like stand-up comedy, come see my shows. We're about to do a whole U.S. tour. Next up, St. Louis, Indianapolis, D.C., and a few more towns. I'm going to show you which ones those are. If they ring a bell to you or maybe somebody that you know lives in these areas, send them my way. St. Louis, Indianapolis, Brookings, Oregon. That's at the Elks Lodge. I'm not selling tickets. You got to call the Elks Lodge. Ashburn, Virginia is basically D.C. Edmonton, Canada. Hobart, Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Joliet, Illinois. Chattanooga, Tennessee. And of course, Huntington Beach, California. All right. We've seen what happens when Biden gives an award and just wanders off. Let's take a look at that one more time. Unbelievable footage. Supposed to give a presentation, take a photo with the gentleman he gave the award to. Even that photographer woman was like, that's not how that's supposed to go down. Is he just going to wander into traffic? Okay. Then we see Mitch McConnell from the right doing the same thing as the left, off to lunch.
Re-election in 2026. Oh.
That's a
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're gonna need a minute.
The one that everyone keeps making fun of, if you're on the right, if you're on the left, they all have this big state idea that we gotta keep Donald Trump out of the White House, and Trump has always been the life of the party. Even if you go way back to 1980s, Donald Trump has been the life of the party. It makes you wonder why so many women are like, oh, he attacked me in the dressing room. Does it look like this man needs to attack women? They are crawling all over him. I know you look at him now, ladies, and you're like, I would not date that 79-year-old. He's ugly to me. Picture the 80s. Picture big money. Picture New York City. Picture him at 48 years old. You'd be partying with him too. Twerking, dropping it like it's hot, and offering him that whop, just like these ladies did. That just looks fun. I want to go back to the 80s. And if you look closely in that room, I see Asian women, black women, white people, all ethnicities. How come Trump was never a racist until Democrats got involved? Doesn't really make sense, does it? Indeed, Donald Trump was even partying with black girls and dating them in the 80s. Wanted to marry one, didn't work out, but that's okay. That's what happens when you're a swinging dude. Yeah, baby. With that said, now we go fast forward. Women are accusing Donald Trump of very horrible things because the left weaponizes females to make fake hoax claims. Now, we all know that because Jussie Smollett works for the left, and he said white men wearing red MAGA caps beat him up in Chicago during a polar vortex. We know that didn't happen. They also claim that every woman has a valid claim, even if they're totally lying. They weaponize victimhood. And here's how Trump handles that. He tells the women, I would not have gone to that one. And by the way, you asking me the questions, you're not my cup of tea either. This is hilarious.
You said in that video that Ms. Leeds would not be your first choice. You were referring to her physical looks, correct?
Just the overall, I look at her, I see her, I hear what she says, whatever. You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you. I'm honest when I say it. I would not have any interest in.
Ah, there you go. Now, we have a person here, Ramona, saying, well, 27 women said it. If you're a billionaire and there's millions of dollars on the line, pay you to stop complaining about a lie, You don't think 27 women could all come up with like, yeah, I partied with him in the 80s. Yeah, he owes me $1 million. Every woman, because by the way, those women from the 80s and 90s, they're now in their 80s and 90s. Life didn't work out so well for them. They're looking at this guy like a cha-ching piggy bank. Can I get some of that cheddar? Because when I twerk, people tell me, put it back on. So there's a payday at the end of the rainbow. If you agree, put in the comments. If not, well, that's on you. Now, it turns out that Trump was willing to look into those women's face that accused him and hit them with the cheer from my high school days. You might have heard it. It started from Cheyenne High School, which was known to have a little bit more urban crowd. And they would say, U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Hey, hey, you ugly. Yeah. So he called the girl fugly directly to her face. Gotta love it. That is a funny president who isn't out to lunch. We'll have a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. That chant, U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly, yeah. See, now Ramona can't, in her imagination, picture 27 women lying. If you can't picture, just picture The View. That's 6 women lying. Now picture 5 other dinner tables. There's 30 lying women. Not that hard. Look, everyone's loving this in the comments. We're having fun, and we're going to keep this show moving. Now, I thought this was very interesting, where each and every week I want to present to you going hard in America and going soft. Who's going soft in America? None other than woke companies who have made it their policy not to thwart crime. We're talking Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Nordstrom's, any company, TJ Maxx. They have said, hey, we're going soft. And this is what happens. Home Depot's next.
It's a spray.
Oh,
I got a
cool
E. Is that a step?
Yeah.
How did they even get that?
Yeah, hey.
You might have noticed all those white supremacists of the darker variety, because as Joe Biden says, the biggest problem in America, the only ones doing any major crime that's really bringing us all down, are the white supremacists. And then the 4K HD video shows a different story, but that's okay. So that is what happens when America goes soft. And then these radical leftists forget, these BLMers don't realize, not everybody in America is going soft. Some people are going hard. In fact, if you try to do that at a small business, you might have a very different outcome. Let's take a look at Going Hard video of the week. So there you had a small jewelry store owned by minorities, and they decided not to be a victim that day. In fact, this is the first shoplifting where the customer left with less clothes on his back. You go to TJ Maxx, they rob it. They got jackets, fur coats. They got different garments. And this guy ran. He had less clothes by the time he got home. And by the way, if you weigh 300 pounds and you're trying to outrun a couple of immigrants, probably not going to happen. They will beat you with a stick. No doubt the radical left will call that racist and say that he was targeted for his color instead of his actions. Do you agree? Put in the comments. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. Ex-Proud Boy leader sentenced to 22 years in jail. Here's why you need to care. Enrico Tarrio, 39, tells the court he is ashamed of his role in the U.S. Capitol riot, but begs for forgiveness. Wearing an orange jumpsuit, Enrique Tarrio, and if you look at the picture here, he's called a white supremacist, as are all Proud Boys, even though many of them are Black and Latino. They are not an ethnic organization. They're a pro-USA response to the radical left, to Antifa, to people thinking they can just beat up on anybody they want. So they wear polo shirts, ball caps, and they show up ready to fight. Here we go. His apology. My hubris convinced me that I was a victim and targeted unfairly. He acknowledges that Mr. Trump lost the November 22 presidential election. Everybody has to say November 2020. I agree now. I have been reformed. I have been reeducated. I now agree Joe Biden is by far the most winningest president of our lifetime with more votes than anyone else. And I admit Donald Trump lost. Please go easy on me, court system. Tario said, I am not a political zealot. The Afro-Hispanic said, inflicting harm or changing the results of the election was not my goal. I didn't think it was even possible to change the results of the election. And indeed, it is not. You cannot go into the Capitol and so much as even tie Nancy Pelosi to a desk and change the results of the election. If he went there to change the results of the election, it would have been a systematic storming of the White House, the Senate, the congressmen, the judicial system. You'd have to round up the whole thing, take over the military, and say, now we're calling the shots. That was not the intention. Can we get on the same page here? That is what the Democrats are telling you was their goal, but that was not the goal, which is why they did not have weapons. They did not enter the Capitol with guns. They didn't have any blazing going on. The only person shot in the whole day was the radical leftist who pew-pewed the BLM cop who shot the white woman who was unarmed. Had this been a black unarmed person, we would have protests and chants and t-shirts, and the police would have had to pay a large settlement plus a GoFundMe, sending their children to college for years to come. You have to understand you're being played. Tario said, please show me mercy. I ask that you not take away my 40s from me. You see, he's going to get 22 years. Good behavior. They cut it down in 11 year, cut it in half. So 39-year-old gets out at 50, 51 years old. That's if he doesn't get shanked or beat up by a radical leftist in prison, because these people are not on the left and most prisoners are. At one point earlier, he could be seen wiping tears from his eyes as his mother also begged the judge for leniency. So if you think this is fair, that the voice that most vocally spoke up against Joe Biden is now putting people in jail that didn't even attend the Capitol, just heard about it, told their friends to go, said, I don't think Donald Trump lost, I don't think Joe Biden won, then you are a radical leftist who thinks anything goes in this country. Let me know which one you're on, which side are you on, because this is The Right Show. It is a support group for normal people, but we have people from all walks of life watching, and you might have a different opinion. Put in the comments. We'll check on it right after this. Free speech is under attack. Even the next generation has been brainwashed into thinking they don't really need free speech. Take a look at what they're saying.
We have the freedom to say what you want, but everyone else has the freedom to respond and cancel you if you say something that is racist, yeah, homophobic, transphobic, etc. Cancel culture is definitely good in the means of deplatforming people who are spreading very hateful messages.
You brought up canceling him off Twitter. I'm sorry, I disagree. When the Taliban can use our social media, but an ex-president can't, there is something wrong with that.
Did the Taliban violate community guidelines?
What?
The Taliban violate the community guidelines? Because I'm concerned with Twitter's community guidelines. Did they? It doesn't matter if... Could you imagine? That's like advocating for, you know, a horrible group, anti-American group. That's fine as long as they don't violate Twitter's all-powerful community guidelines. And who writes Twitter's guidelines? It's not based on freedom of speech platform that the United States government has. A bunch of leftists are pulling the strings. That's why they got so angry when Elon Musk bought Twitter, named it X, and changed who gets banned and who doesn't. That was a big coup. You want to talk about an overthrow? That's one of them. Now, the left is still angry for a lot of other reasons, too. Did you know college is being written up in the New York Times as a scam? Americans are losing faith in the value of college. Whose fault is that? For most people, the new economics of higher education make going to college a risky bet. I come from a generation where going to college was the mark of a great idea. You went to college, you got some of an education, and then you came out with your degree. You could work indoors, air-conditioned building, in an executive position. position, managerial position, or a sales position and work your way up. If you get your degree in a STEM kind of field, you're going to do fine. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics. But the problem is college kept raising the prices, making the dorms luxurious. I did not have a luxurious dorm. Offering sushi on Tuesdays and Panda Express and McDonald's and fast foods. You think, Kayvon, fast food, that's cheap. It's not cheap to buy it and give it to the students when indeed we had slop. Here is a spoonful of mashed potatoes. What's cheaper, you think? A couple cheeseburgers and fries or a scoop of mashed potatoes and there's some lettuce and tomato over there. Go get yourself some of that salad bar. So that's what we had. So you start adding a bounce house on opening. We did not have a bounce house at opening week. You start offering a zip line across campus, a rock climbing wall. This is amazing. It's almost like not a campus. It's like a weekend adventure. You offer sex classes, free sex toys. You offer change your gender weekend. You offer camp outs. You offer speakers coming in. Dylan Mulvaney, $40,000 a pop. And then something has to give. Tuition keeps going up. We're giving you all this value. Turns out there's no value at the end of the rainbow. You had a $40,000 a year of fun. Then you did that again and again and again. 4 years at $40,000, $160,000 in debt. You don't have any money yet. Maybe you have rich parents. Most students put it on their thing. Now you're hoping Joe Biden will forgive your debt. Because now you can barely work at Starbucks. You got the purple hair, the nose ring. You got tattoos all across your forehead. And you're like, no one wants to hire me. This college was a scam. And so you're begging the American taxpayer to bail you out of your bad decision. But here's the thing. Didn't the radical left mock Trump University? Do you know what Trump University did? They promised you like a real estate course, a seminar. And if you went through all the steps, you can go do it. So many people didn't do well in real estate that they sued Trump. Said it was his fault that they couldn't sell any homes and made him pay the price. And that's one of the big feathers in their cap. But they don't see the connection that now they have millions of people going to college, can't get a job, aren't successful, don't want to sue the university. They want to sue the American people, say, you bail me out. And somehow it's still our fault. Maybe if you guys go and sue your colleges the way you sued Trump University, then we will have your back. And you can get your money back from Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Vanderbilt, and every other school in between. Do you agree with me? Put it in the comments. If not, call me a stupid, racist, white, bigoted idiot, even though I'm the most famous half-Persian comedian in the world. Go. We got people say, hey, why don't you learn a trade instead? You don't get all the debt. You might even get paid as you're learning the trade as an assistant or an apprentice, and then boom, you got it. Ramona finally got it right. She said college is a retreat these days, and I can agree with that. College is the scam. And keep that same energy, leftists. Keep that same energy you had with Trump University, which everyone knew was a real estate course. Pay $1,000, $1,200. You learn from a president how he made a couple of real estate deals. I'm sure there's a handful of people that went on and used that, and they're making millions in their prospective cities. But no. No. Keep up the good work. K-Babe. I like that. That's a new name. K-Babe. And the schools raise prices because the banks will give the money to the 18-year-olds who are signing up for fun 4 years, coming out $200,000 in debt. Trades are looked down upon these days, and that is very true. We want to make sure the trades are looked upon highly because I guarantee all you ladies who are in for equal pay, equal rights, if the thermostat goes out at work, you need that to be fixed because you don't want equal pay, equal rights, jackhammering the road outside, building the skyscraper, gluing the plated glass and screwing it in to the supports. You want to be in the building once it's fine. So if the plumbing goes down and the sewage is overflowing, you are not the first to grab a plunger and go, I'll fix this and we'll reroute the P-trap. Oh no, you're like, I'll be home and I'll wait for my equal rights until this is all cleaned up. Okay, can we fix that please? Ew, very stinky. And that's what women are up to in the office. Now, don't say, well, not all. My friend Tanya, she does plumbing. I know that. I know there are female plumbers. Would you say they are the exception or the rule? All right, we've covered enough stuff that'll get me canceled, banned, and forever hated by the female gender. So let's move right along and make friends once again as we talk about comedy. We always end the right show with a comedy clip to cleanse the palate, and this is no different. Take a look at a little stand-up about pants changing over the years. I really miss my cargos. Oh.
The best thing is when women wear tight pants and the date goes well. I see a lot of couples tonight. I know it's going to go well. Everybody's laughing, having fun. And at the end of the night, women are cute. They might have had a mojito. And I'm like, hey, that was fun. I love comedy. You were so cute laughing. I had so much fun. Help me take my pants off. That's the best invite in the world when a man gets to help his lady take her pants off. There's something manly about it. You get to, you know, and you get to struggle a little bit. You got to struggle a little bit. You can't just be good at it. If you're too good at it, she's like, whoa, what is going on? You got to do the honorable struggle. Let me get, got him, right? Like, you can't be like a magician, just whoosh, and her socks come off with them. And she looks down, her panties are missing. With one pull? Were you in a fraternity or something? And she shaved all of a sudden and she didn't go out like that? How did you?
What? That doesn't make any sense. There was hair there earlier. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the Right Show podcast. It's like we just went through the whole newspaper in a funny way. It was pain-free. We started with comedy. We got into it a little bit. We ended with a laugh. We all can have a happy, future looks bright attitude because we get to go forth this week into the world and say, hey, I know about all these topics and it's not so bad. We're going to keep fighting that good fight and we're going to laugh. Now, we tell truth through comedy. We're going to wake America up with laughter and we're going to give this podcast a steroids boost so that it can be seen by more people, cut, chopped, screwed, sent out to the masses. And you're going to be like, whoa. The Right Show is looking better than ever, and that's what we're going to do with the production value. So thank you for tuning in to episode 126. Each and every week, we're going to get this better and better, and you're going to laugh, love each other more, and understand both sides better because we already get the radical left side every time we turn on the TV. You're sitting in the airport. It's on CNN. You're waiting for the PTA meeting. It's in the teacher's lounge. But what you don't hear is stuff we talk about right here on The Right Show. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching, everybody. And stay safe out there. Bye-bye.